You can still apply. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's a message from the White House after a federal appeals court temporarily blocked President Biden's student loan relief plan. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay while it considers a motion from six Republican-led states to block the program. It orders the administration to not act while it considers the appeal. Earlier today, the president vowed the plan will only help those who financially qualify.
Let me be clear. Not a dime. Not a dime will go to the top 5% of incomes, period. It goes to people who really need it.
The president speaking in Dover, Delaware. A statement tonight from Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, in part, the order does not reverse the trial court's dismissal of the case or suggest the case has merit. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. sees no evidence Russia is interested in ending its attacks in Ukraine, saying they're designed to make Ukrainian people suffer.
And the damage they're inflicting will make it harder for Ukrainians to heat their homes, find safe water to drink, access the electricity that they need to run everything from stores to hospitals to public transportation.
Ukraine continues to fight back with forces bombarding Russian positions in the illegally annexed Kherson region. The Michigan teen accused in a deadly school shooting is now expected to plead guilty next week.
Oakland County prosecutors confirm that Ethan Crumbly, who's accused of opening fire at Oxford High School last year, killing four students and injuring several others. He's expected to switch his plea from not guilty to guilty on all 24 charges against him, including terrorism. We're told victims have been notified. The 16-year-old is due in court on Monday. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, also charged in the case, accused of supplying their son the gun used and for allegedly failing to stop him.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A judge dismisses charges of voter fraud against a man arrested by Florida's new election police.
A Florida state judge in Miami-Dade County is dismissing a count of illegal voting filed against 56-year-old Robert Lee Wood. Wood is a convicted murderer who has not had his civil rights restored. He is also one of 20 people charged with voting while ineligible in the 2020 elections. The charges are filed by a special statewide prosecutor, but now the judge in Miami says that prosecutor lacks jurisdiction. The state can appeal. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
A Texas judge has dismissed illegal voting charges against a Houston man who stood in line for 6 hours to cast a ballot in the 2020 presidential election. Hervis Rogers had faced charges that carried a possible sentence of 2 to 20 years in prison. He had voted while still on parole from a felony burglary conviction, making him ineligible to cast a ballot under Texas law. At the time, he said he didn't know that he was ineligible to vote. Soon, you'll be able to contribute more cash to your retirement savings plans.
Beginning next year, Americans will be allowed to contribute more dough to 401k and similar retirement plans. The maximum individual contribution will be $22,500, which is up $2,000 from this year. And people 50 and over, which have the option to make additional catch-up contributions, will be able to contribute $7,500 next year, up $1,000 from this year. That allows a 401k saver who is 50 or older to contribute a maximum of of $30,000 to the retirement plan in 2023. The new changes from the IRS make it easier for those who use these types of tax advantage plans to set aside more of their income toward building their nest egg.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, 18 months in prison for a British computer hacker who stole unreleased songs from Ed Sheeran. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.